Okay. No, that's already 602, no? Okay, let's start. Okay, we finished off yesterday with a machloikes, our Tana and Chananya. Why is a Sfina, a boat, Tohar, not Makabel Tum? Our Tana comes with a blanket statement. It's a posuk, Derech Hanibal Evyam. Just like the water is not Makabel Tum and the boat's not Makabel Tum. Chananya goes at it. Because it's Dumi the sack, it has to be metaltel maliverek, and a boat when it's full, you're not going to be able to pick it up. And we had two nafkiminas. One was a boat made out of cheres, because cheres doesn't have that rule of metaltel maliverek, sack compared to sack. So according to Chananya, a svina shel cheres will be tomi. According to us, it's a blanket statement, boats are tar, doesn't matter. The other one's a similar thing, it's wood of wood, but it's carryable, it's a rowboat, let's say. So even when it's loaded, you can pick it up. So according to Chananya, it'll be Tomei, and according to us, well, not. Okay. Now, so it's in the Gemara point here. Now, so according to Chananya, in order to be Mekabel Tum, the boat has to be metaltel moly. When it's full, you can carry it. It says it doesn't mean you have to carry it. As long as it's carryable, transportable, even by animals. Ulechananya tiltel ayidei shvorim shmei tiltel. That's called tiltel. In other words, let's say I have something, when you load it up, I couldn't lift it, but you put on a back of pack animals, you lift it, a boat, such a boat, which they had often. They would load the boat on land, put it on a back of animals, they would take it to the shore, and put it into the water. That's also called carryable, and according to Chananya, will be tummy. Now, it's interesting, Tosis points out, it's interesting Gemara, because this rule has really nothing to do with Chananya and the Chachomim. Their machlokes is whether a boat is tummy when it's carryable. But what's the definition of carryable? Has nothing to do with this. I mean, we need that definition too. Is the Rosh says basically it's not only just everybody agrees to the statement. Just Chananya spelled it out clearly that something has to be carryable. So we say according to him, it's according to everybody. Tilt like the shvorim shmei tiltu. Disnan, we have a Mishnah. Sholish agolasim. There are three types. It's a Mishnah in Caleb. The three types of wagons. As we always know, there are more than three types, of course, but there are three types that we're going to discuss in this mission. Okay, asuya ki katedra tmei medrash. They have a word katedra. I don't even know what it means, but anyway, the wagon is it's not a long wagon. It's a short wagon. It's three walls on the side, meaning you can enter it from the front. Now, what's our prime medrash? What does medrash mean? Medrash. What's Makabel Tumas Medrash? Something that's made for sitting, lying, walking. A wagon like that, which you enter from the side, and it's small, its purpose was, it could be loaded with stuff too, but its purpose was also for people sitting on it. So that will be Makabel Tumas. They have a word for katedra.
It's just like a seat.
Made like a seat. Yeah, okay, fine.
Like a chair.
Right. That's three walls like this, sort of a... Okay, next. That's the first type. Kemita. It's made like a bed. What do you mean like a bed? It's long. It's long. It doesn't have an opening on the side. It's like a dump truck sort of thing, you know, that kind of thing. And it's open on top. That's made not for people sitting in it. That's made for carrying merchandise. So that's tomemes. It won't be medrash, but it's a kli. It's a kli. It's a base kibble, a kabal tumah, but not tumas medrash. Shelavonim tohoyrim iklum is a ganson tor. Why is that? A wagon that's made for carrying big stones. The pshat's like this, because on the bottom, since it's made for carrying big stones, on the bottom it has holes. The stones aren't going to fall out. Now, we're going to learn later in Shabbos that the shear of a kli hole is kemotzi riman. If it's big enough for a riman to fall out, it's not makabel tumah. This wagon has much bigger holes than that, because who cares? We're putting in big boulders there. So it's bechal not makabel tumah. The Omar Reb Yochanan, the Mieshvo Beis Kibul Rimoinim, Tmeya Tomemes. But if those holes are small enough that it could still hold Rimoinim, it's Tomei Tomemes. Now let's think for a second, people. We're talking about a wagon that's carrying stones. How could it be Tomei? No one's lifting that thing. Teretz says it must be because animals could lift it. So you see that Tiltal, the Shorim, is considered Tiltal. Now you could have proved it. Rishonim point, Tosfos points out, you could have proved it from the middle case too. Tomei, the middle one, Kemit, it's made to carry merchandise, it's Tomei. Why is it Tomei? But there you could argue, maybe it's merchandise that I could carry. It's arguable. Here you're talking about stones. Obviously, this wagon was full of stones. Nobody's bringing it up. Okay, next. Sholish Tev is saying, now this Mishnah has really nothing to do with us. It's brought because it happens to be the next Mishnah in Kalim, but it has nothing to do with us. It's a problematic thing because it's really not the next Mishnah Kalim. It's the second Mishnah Kalim. The Torah doesn't understand why you brought it. If you meant to bring the next one, you should have brought the next one. But okay, it's one of those things we don't know exactly. Sholish Teva is saying there are three types of what they call boxes, big boxes that were, yeah. What is it called?
Chests.
Good. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to learn English from this shit, you know. I'm a natural born English speaker. Please don't get me wrong. I was born in the Bronx. That's all I spoke. Either Spanish or English.
I spoke English.
What? I did. Most of my neighbors didn't. Those days wasn't so bad, but anyway. Tevo shepischo mitzido. Again, similar idea. It's a chest, a box, something like that. It opens on the side. So again, meaning, why is it open on the side? Because it's also made to accommodate people going in and sitting there or lying there. So that's a madras. May a madras. Milmal, if the opening's on top, I mean, it's not meant for people. No one's climbing over the top. It's meant for carrying merchandise. So it's a base kibble. I'm kabel tuva, not tumas madras. Milmal, tmeya tumay mes. V'habur b'mido, if it's very big, tahira miklum. Meaning it's so big that you won't be able to carry it. Says Rashi, what is the expression? Tomei boba mido. Says Rashi, like we had by the Meraglim, ki anche midois aim. They were very big. Mido is an expression between very big. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanon, medris klicheres tohar. This is a very interesting thing, which we're not going. Why we'll come to in a little while. Any klicheres, even though it's roy to lay down on, is not mekabel tumas medris. Why? Put on the side, we'll get to in a minute. Kli cheres does not have tumas medrash. Mishka moisha. You have a cheres bed, and a zav lies down on it, it's not mekabel tumas medrash. Okay? We'll see why in a minute. Well, let's just say what it says here. Medrash kli cheres, tohor. Very good. Rebbe Yossi Yoyme, af ha-svina. So too the svina. Mike Omer, what's going on over here? It's like, they're not talking to each other. He's saying medris kli cheres, right? Like a bed made of cheres is tor. Because for some reason, as we'll soon learn, kli cheres are not mekabel tumas medris. Very nice. But let's say somebody touched it. Of course it's tomei. Kli cheres mekabel tumas. He comes and says, svino also. What do you mean svino also? We're discussing medris. What's going on over here? I mean, it's like a non-discussion over here. They're not on the same wavelength over here. What does svino have to do with medris? Svina's Torah and Ganser has nothing to do with Medris. Kli Cheres was saying, even if it's a Roy to lay down, it's not called Tumah. It's a funny conversation over here. So we're going to have to put some words. Something's missing over here to get the continuity here. Omer Rav Zvid, Hochi Ko Omer. The Tanakam, we're missing a word. Medris Kli Cheres Tohor, Umago Tomei. Medris of Kli Cheres is Tohor, but Mago. Of course, Kli Cheres is a Makabal Tumah. If a mess will touch it, a Zav will touch Makabal Tumah. Usvino shel cheres, then he added on medrash kli cheres is tor from itzli, but a svino shel cheres is tmeyo kechananya because he holds like Hananya. Came Reb Yosi and said af hasvino tohira, as he said medrash kli cheres is tor, maga kli cheres is tome, and a svino shel cheres is tome. He holds like Hananya. Came Reb Yosi said no. You said medris kicheres is tor, svinas tor. I say afas svinas tor. Even just like your medris is tor, this is also tor. We holds like our tana, kitana didan. The problem here is the gemara still, the af is still not good, because think of what's going on here. He said medris kicheres tor, maga tomei, svinas kicheres is tomei. He's arguing with him. He holds svinas tor like our mishnah. He says af also. What do you mean also? What's the also attached to? To medris kicheres. As you said, Medrash Kecheres is Tor. Then this is Tomei, this is Tomei. I say, even the Svinish Kecheres is Tor. Even, just like the Medrash. But that's a strange statement also. Because the Medrash Kecheres is Tor from Tumas Medrash. But it's Tomei, Tumas Mago. Svina is Tor completely. It's still an odd statement. This is Tor, this is also Tor. It's a different Tor. This is Tor from Medrash, but Tomei with Mago. This is Tor completely. It's a strange way of talking. Well, still, you haven't refined it enough. So we're going to change it. We're going to change it one more time, the Bryce. We're going to flip it around. Maski flora popo. My af svina. The af is still no good. Also svina. You don't say menish lecheres is tor. Also the svina is tor. It's a different tor. Elam popo ochikom. We change around completely. Medris klicheres tohor, right? Umago tome. Now he wants to say now that the we're going to make him say the opposite, that the svina is tohor, the Tanakama. But we switch from cheres to eitz. Again, they're interchangeable. Cheres or eitz, that's very big. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not so big. They're interchangeable. Says Rashi, we switch now to eitz because boats of eitz are more shchiach than boats of cheres. Once we switch to eitz, we put in something else about eitz, so we need some continuity. So what the Tanakama said was this. Medris l'cheres tohor. Okay. Magol tome. Okay. Vishel eitz, but a medris of eitz. Bein medrosu, bein magol tome. That has all tumas, right? Usvinas hayarden. And a boat of eitz that you could carry. Tohira. Because he holds like Tana Didan. Comes Rabbi Yossi and says, af hasvino tmeyo kichanayin. You say, then it's good. Because he's saying it's also tome. Then it's okay. The Tanakhama said, medris kucheres is tohor. It's maga is tome, right? Eitz, everything is tome. Svinas hayarden is tor. Says Rabbi Yossi, Svinas hayarden is also tome. Going back on what you said, all these things that are tome. Maga tome, meitz is tome. And you say Svinas tor? No, I say Svinas also tome. Okay, that's how they structure it. Basically, it's the machlokes Tanakama mitchanan. Okay, now, we made a statement before, a very interesting statement, that medrash klicheres is tohor. That means, that's an interesting thing, that means I have a bed, or anything, a chair, like a chair. A chair made out of cheres. Now that's your classic medrash, a chair. That's a moishav. That should have tumas mishkav and moishav. But medrash is the general term for mishkav, moishav, meg, we call it medrash. And that's a very chumer de ketumah. Because when a zav sits down on this chair, right? Even though he doesn't touch it, let's say it's draped and he's got clothes on, he's not touching it, it's tome. Not only is it tome, but generally speaking, by tumor, when somebody's an ava tumor and he makes something else tome, that tumor drops. It's a rishit, not mishkov. When a zav sits on this chair, it becomes an ava tumor. It's a very chumer dika tumor, this mishkov emotion business. Comes to Gemara and tells us if the chair is made out of cheres, there's no such tumor. No such thing as tumas medras. Where do you get that from? So we're going to have it's psukim. This has to be psukim. It's going to be three psukim. One, two, and the third one is, we digress, and we come back to the third one on Amud Beis. Umedris klicheres minolon de tor. How do you know that? How do we know that? Omachisk, interestingly, the omakro, the ish asher yiga b'mishkovoi, that's the pasuk of mishkov. It says if the zav lays down on a bed, and then a person touches that bed, the person's tome. Now, for a person to become tome, he has to come in contact with an avatumah. So you see that the bed the zav lay down on is an avatumah. That's what it says. Mishkov is chomer. It says mishkovoy. In that word, what does mishkovoy mean? His mishkov. In that one word, you have the mishkov and him. Who's he? The zav. It's like a hekish. Makish mishkovo lo. The Torah is comparing the mishkov to him. What do we mean with comparing it? Mahu islei tayra b'mikvah. Just like a person when he's tummy can become tor by going to the mikvah. Af mishkovo nami islei tayra b'mikvah. And that we know. Klicheres becomes tummy. How do you make it tor? Says in the pasuk, oisis is boiru. You have to break it. Klicheres doesn't go into, I mean, you can put it in a mikvah, but it's ineffectual. There's certain things. Food doesn't have tire of a mikvah. You have an apple that's tummy, you can't put it in a mikvah, it doesn't become tar. It doesn't work that way. Klicheres doesn't have tire of a mikvah. So we have now a puzzle that the only thing that can become medris, that special tumor, is something which is susceptible to taira b'mikvah. So that's exactly finished. Cheres cannot become tumas medris. Finished. Okay? Dvei Rebbe Shmuel, a very similar pasuk. Tona kemishkav nidosa. Again, the mishkav is compared to the nidah. Yiyeh lo. Makish mishkova lo. Mahi isla taira b'mikvah. Af mishkova nami isla taira b'mikvah. Lafuki klecher is the less the taira b'mikvah. Okay, we just had two sources for the idea that cheres can never become medras. They're both saying the same thing. One is from this, they're saying the same thing. What's the rule of thumb here? Something to become to Masmedrish has to have Taira B'mikvah. If it doesn't have Taira B'mikvah, the Taira said, it doesn't become to Masmedrish. Okay? No whys about that.
The primary becomes something can transport
Medrash?
Yeah,
Medrash is Mishkav, Moishav, and Merkav, those kind of tumas. Something like a Zav sits down on a chair, that becomes an Avatuma. That's called Tumas Medrash. That's called Moishav. Of course. It's an Avatuma, of course. It's an Avatuma. It can give even to people. It's a very serious tumor. So we are now saying if a Zav sits down on a chair made out of Cheres, or lays down on a bed out of Cheres, nothing happens. Unless he touches it. If he touches it, it's Tomei Maga. It's a region like anything else. But Tumas Medrash, that special tumor that becomes Tomei when you lay on it without touching it, and it becomes an Av, that special tumor doesn't exist by something that doesn't have Taira B'mikvah. Okay? Now we're going to pause before the third marker because we have a big question. The Gemara says, you just told me now that something that doesn't have Taira B'mikvah cannot become this Avatum of Medrash. I'll prove to you that we have a case that it can. This is a famous Gemara, a famous Limud. Moser Rebbe Loya, Mapitz B'meis Minayit. Mapitz is a mat. Not a dinah, a mat, something like that. You walk on your, they try to mat. Now, what's it made out of? Not so clear. We're going to go with Tais, much easier. It's made out of reeds. Now, reeds, we had back on Samach Vov, I know that's prehistory. Reeds are not Mekabel Tumah. The only things Mekabel Tumah are things that are listed in the Torah. Sak, or Beget. Eitz is in that pasuk also. Things made out of Etzem and Matris. You have in the Parsha Chukas. Reeds. The Chura should not be Mekabel Tumah. We had back here in Samach Vov that a basket made out of Kash, those types of reeds, it is Mekabel Tumah. It's only Tumah Rabbonah. Because it's not a material. You make today to make things out of aluminum. Aluminum is not Mekabel Tumah. Aluminum is not one of the things listed in the Torah. It's a man-made thing. I mean, nylon. It's a man-made substance. It's not Mekabel Tumah. I mean, the rice. They're not listed in the Torah. So now, Mapitz Minayis Minayin. I have a mat made out of reeds. How do you know it's Mekabel Tumah B'mes? And if a mess will touch it, how do you know it's Tomei? The food shouldn't be Tomei. We have no reason to say it's Tomei. Comes in more up with a famous Kal V'Chomer. And this Kal V'Chomer appears many times in Shas. Rule of thumb, what comes out of this Kal V'Chomer, and that's at Rashi and Tais point, that many times in Shas it will say, if it's Mekabel Tumas Medrash, it's Mekabel Tumas Mess. If you're going to show me something that is susceptible to Tumas Medrash, it'll zicher be Kabel Tumas. How do you know that? It's from this Kal V'Chomer. It's a very interesting Kal V'Chomer. Vidinu. The famous Kal V'Chomer from Pachim Ketanim. Pachim Ketanim means small jars, clay cheres jars, very small. What I mean very small? The neck is very small. You can't get your finger in there even. Now, let's look at that for a second. Ma pachim ktanim she tohoirin bezav. They will be tohor from a zav. Why? There's no way for them to be mekabel tumah from a zav. Let's think a second. How are you going to get tumah from a zav? Medrash. It sits on it. This is not a kli that you sit on. Remember, that's another thing. When we say medrash, it has to be a kli that is for sitting, lying, standing, leaning. A guy will sit down on a pot. That's not medrash. And we had it before also, Samach Vov. Because that kli, when he sits on it, says what? Amoid v'nasa melachteinu. Buddy, get up and let me do my work. I'm not made for sitting. That nothing will happen. It has to be made. Now, you're talking about a little jar, right? It's the Hanukkah story here. A pachim tanim, a little cheres jar with a very small neck. You sit on. That's not made for sitting. That's not be ridiculous. So medrash it won't have. What else could it have? Maga can't have because klicheris is only mekabel tumah from inside. You can't get your finger in there. It's very small. Hesed, we learned yesterday, hesed. If you move it, right? Now you can pick it up and move it. That you could do. The zav could do it. It won't work. Because hesed is learned from the posuk in Maga. The hesed in the Chumash is called Negiah. So the only thing that becomes Tomei from hesed is something that could become Tomei through Maga. So since this can't become Tomei through Maga, you can get your finger in there, even if you move it, it's not Tomei. Now, 1 second, it's Rashi and Tosfos. What's about the beard, the hair of a zav? He got a zav, and he touches something with his hair. We have a pasuk. What's Esbesor? I forgot. 1 minute. We'll get there. I'll find it eventually. The hair also. So what's the big problem? You tell me he can't touch it inside? He certainly could slip a hair of his beard to the inside of that thing, and he'll touch it from the inside. Say to Rishonim, Rashi, they all agree with him. Since it's learned from the word bosar, the hair will only be metame in a place where the bosar will be metame. So since he can't get your finger in here, it doesn't matter if you get your hair in there. But kids, we've constructed a case that can't get any of the tumas from Zav. Very nice. Now, let's look at his kalvachom. Now, will it be tome tumas mes pachim ktanim? Of course, what's to talk about? If it's in an oil mes, that's the posse. It has no cover on it. It doesn't matter how small that space is, the air of the oil gets in there. So now you have a thing that doesn't have tumas zav, tumas mes, but has tumas mes. Makes the Gemara kalvachom. Uma pachim ktanim. Shetahoyrin bizav to mayim b'meis mappets. These magical mappets, right? We said that a mappets shouldn't be kamal tomei mes, right? Why? Because it's not one of the materials listed in the Torah. But I'm asking you like this: you have a thing made out of reeds that I can lay down on a mat. Will it become tomei tumas mishkov? Let's say zav. A zav or a needle will lay down on it. Will it become tomei? Definitely. Because there the Torah said, v'chol ha-mishkov asher yishkov. The only requirement is, it's made for laying down on. The material there is irrelevant. Because there it says, chol ha-mishkov. So now, that's our kavachom. This is a classic type kavachom in the Gemara. Pachim ketanim don't have tumor from a zav. They have tumor from a mess. A mappets of reeds, which has tumor from a zav, should certainly have tumor from a mess. Basically, this kalvachomer tells me that anything that has tumas medris has tumas mess. Because I always have this kalvachomer, because I have the counter example of pachim ketanim, which don't have tumas medris, don't have tumas, any tumor from the zav, yet can get tumor from a mess. So something that can get tumor from a zav, anything that's roi from medris, will certainly have tumas mess. Mappets, again, mappachim ketanim shetoyrim bizav. Tumayim b'mes, because the pasuk says v'chol kli posuach. Anything that's open in the moel has become tomei. Mappets shetomei bezav, because there it says v'chol amishkov. Ein odin shetomei b'mes. Good. Now what did you just tell me now? What does it say there? This price is coming to prove to me that mappets is tomei b'mes. How? On what did we build that? Because it's tomei b'medrus. Why is it tomei b'medrus? Because you say kol amishkov. But reeds don't have tyre b'mikveh. It's not one of those things listed in that parsha. You put reeds in the mikveh, it's not going to help. You just told me over here twice that cheres doesn't have tumas medrash. Why? Because it doesn't have tyre b'mikveh. You have two psukim telling me that you can only be mekabel tumas medrash if you are like the zav or the nida and you have tyre b'mikveh. Meaning, anything that doesn't have tyre b'mikveh doesn't have tumas medrash. Cheres, mappet should be the same thing. Mappet doesn't have tyre b'mikveh. It has tumas medrash. Says the Gemara, an interesting answer. Reeds, you're right, do not have tyre b'mikveh. But the Gemara says it's yesh b'mino tyre b'mikveh. Something in its class does have tyre b'mikveh. What do I mean by that? Reeds grow from the ground. So does wood. Cleates have tyre b'mikveh. That's enough, the Gemara says. I don't need that this specific thing should have it, but in a cheres, its entire class doesn't have tyre. Cheres is cheres, it's what it is. Va'amai, holesle tyre b'mikveh. How could you tell me that mappets is tomei bizarre? And on that you built your kal v'chomer. It doesn't have tyre b'mikveh. You just told me that anything that doesn't have tyre b'mikveh can't be tomei madras. Omer le Reb Chanina, shiny hosom. Mappets, hove ikor b'mino. It doesn't have tyre b'mikveh, but says Rashi, yesh b'kli eitz sheyesh lam tyre b'mikveh. Mappets and eitz are called yesh b'mino. They're all gedulei karka.
What is the principle coming from?
Good question. The Gemara says even sharper than you. Look what the Gemara says. Hashem should save us from such an opinion. What kind of ridiculous statement is that? Either you need Tyrebik or you don't. You told me you need Tyrebik. What do you mean? It's causing against Tyrebik? That's what you're telling me, basically. You're telling me a Mappets can be a Madrash, even though it doesn't have Tyrebik, because it's the second cousin, the tree, the wood, does. Rachmona Litzlan Mehai Daito. Now, he turns around, Shmuel Tzvi, the Gemara at the end is not sharper than you two. Says the Gemara, Adirabba, Rachmona Sami Daito the Doch. It should save me from you. You don't see that it's right. You're off. Where did I get it from, Taka? Adirabba, yeah. The time of my, Abbasovko, so what's the answer? If you see that you need Tyra Ben Mikvah, who gives you the right to extend it to the second cousin, he says, because it's two psukim. Remember, where did we get Tyra Ben Mikvah from? We had a pasuk over here that compared the Mishkov to the person. So we said, just like the person has Tyra Ben Mikvah, the Mishkov has to have Tyra Ben Mikvah. But we also have another pasuk that seems more inclusive, that anything could get Mishkov. So you have one that limits and one that doesn't. We make the pshara by saying, as long as the family has it. Trey Kroy Ksivi. Calm down, it's Tupsukim here. Ksiv Ishajem Mishkovo. You're right. That's very limiting, because that says the Mishkov has to be like the person, meaning it has to have Tyre B'mikvah. But I have another posse. Ksiv Chola Mishkov Asha Yishkov Olav Azav. Anything. So it has no requirements. So what do? I compromise. Like they're trying to do in Washington before the first, right? Fiscal cliffs. Anyway, you make a compromise. This pasuk said any type of mikvah. This said anything goes. We expand the type of mikvah to include anybody in its family, and that's how we come out. My time, Trey Ksivik, Ksiv Ish Yishko Mishkova, Ksiv Halmish Yishko Lazav, Yitmo. Okay, Tzad, what should I do? Okay, Tzad, Yesh Bemino, I've got the last late type of mikvah, ain't Bemino, ain't if Yesh Bemino, I've got the last late type of mikvah, I'll accept it, even though it doesn't go in the mikvah, but its cousin does. Ain't Bemino, if the whole class, like Cheres, doesn't go in the mikvah, Makish Mishkova, lo. So, Jesus before says with this, we understand a Gemara that's repeated in many places. You should have had it before, I think, on Samach Vov. The Gemara says, Psochem, I think it should be on Samach Vov too. Kupas Seor. You had a big thing of yeast. A big chunk of yeast. Kupas Seor. It was a big chunk of yeast like this. You decided that you're going to make it into a chair. Sheyichtali Yeshiva. My wife finished making the challah. I don't need more yeast. I need a place to sit down on. I had this chunk of yeast that was hard. I was miyachet it to the yeshiva. I now made it into a stool. Okay? Says the Gemara, it's mekabel tumas medras. It now becomes, it's ois oichel, so to speak. It now becomes a chair. Now, a chair is a classic moishav. So if a zav will sit down on it, it becomes an avatum. Is Tosfos, that's him. What's the sore made out of? Food. Food has no tire b'mikvah. There's also a count. There's also a problem. Same problem. So this Gemara appears in many places. How could a kupas so'or be tomei tumas medrash? Good, you change it. Now you call it chair. All that's very nice. But if it goes into the mikvah, it's not becoming tohor. And you told me that to become a medrash, you have to have tire b'mikvah. It's Tosfos, yesh b'mino. Because all food is gedule. This type of food is gedule karka. So in Yenei, it's the same answer. Once you can expand out to Gedule Karka, Kliyetz will take care of this, just like Kliyetz takes care of reeds. Okay.
Rabbi, is it a functional thing? Is it a functional thing, or is it something that is inherent, that it's, like saying, what, it's yeast, it's food, but he designated it as a chair.
Right, so now it gets the aspect of a chair, but it's still made out of food.
Right, but I mean,
so
but
in terms of going...
You can designate something...
Yeah, that's true. You can now make... Yeah, that's what it says over there. You can turn it into a chair. But it's still a chair made out of yeast. So in terms of Tyre B'mikvah, you can change its use. It now became a chair. Good. But it's a chair made out of what? It's a chair made out of a material that doesn't go in the mikvah. That's still stuck. So that he says, yesh b'mikvah. Okay. Now we promised a third mocha. For how we know Kli Cheres can't be told me to. This is very interesting what the Gemara says now. There are three pshatim here. We'll try for the simplest one. Rova Omar. Medris Kli Cheres Tor Mehocha. Dichsiv. It says... This is the pasuk in Chukas. We're talking there by an oil hames. It says there, Chol kli fosuach, asher ain't somit posil olov, becomes tomei. We're talking about kli cheres. any kli cheres in that oil that doesn't have a top on it becomes tomei. Why? Because kli cheres, as we said many times, gets tuma only from the inside. So if it's open in the oil ames, you could look at it like the tuma goes in. But if it has a tzomet parcel on it, it's a cheres jar and a screw-on cap, is going to be tor. Why? Because the oil ames, the beams, can only attack the outside. And the outside of a kli cheres is a magical thing. That's a proposal we had before. The kli cheres cannot become mikabel tuma migabo, only from the inside, not from the outside. So now, it says over here, it says interesting pasuk. It says any kli posuach, right? That's how we knew that even pachim tanim atomi tumim. Any kli cheres, as long as I got an opening, it's going to be what do you call it? It's going. I'm sorry. If it has an opening, it'll be tumi in the oil. If it's closed, then it's tohar. Okay, that's simple. That's the pasuk. Learns Rava like this. What's that chol coming to include? I'm going with the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. It's the easiest pshat, I think. The chol is coming to include another type of tumor. In other words, we're talking about pasha. We're talking about tumor's mess over there. Anything, any kli that's open will get that tumor's mess, but if it's closed, it will not get the tumor's mess. The chol, what am I coming to include? You know what I'm coming to include? A kli that could have gotten another type of tumor. What do I mean? Let's say, there was an interesting example. Like we just said, a guy could designate this chunk of, yeast being a chair. It says coal, anything. So maybe let's say it's talking. It's a pot. We're not a little jar. Let's make it a pot now. He designated as a chair for his wife. Turn it, listen, they weren't rich in those days with furniture. We're short of things. So he says, listen, my dear, we're short of chairs. I give you a present. We'll flip this thing on its top, and this is your chair. Okay? Now, what did we just learn? So when she's a knee and she sits on it, it should become tomato and smash. Now, worse than the kupasor. Once I designate it to be a chair, so when she sits down on it, it should be tomato. But the posuk says, chol kli fosuach. Any kli, if it's closed, meaning any kli that's getting tumor from the outside will be okay. I mean, what does it mean to say if it's open it gets tumor, if it's closed it doesn't? It's another way of saying that anything that tumor attacks from the outside can't get in there. Not just your standard kelim. Even if it's one you decided to give to your wife and she sat on it. Now, that is not tumas mes. That should be tome because the tumas medris says the Torah, that's also tohar.
Is this cheres or it's not?
Yeah, I'm talking cheres. This post is about cheres. If it's open, it's tome. If it's closed, it's tome. Call anything. Say, call even one that he flipped over and said it's his wife's chair. Now, that's not too much mess. That should already become tome because she sat on his medrash. You see, the klicheres can't become medrash. That's how he does it. Which basically means any tumor from the outside can't attack it. Good, that's very nice. But maybe we're talking about a kli cheres, a pot that he made his wife's chair. How could you tell me that's tor? Good, the rays of mess can't hit it. But she sat on it. It's a different problem. That's also tor because kli cheres can't become a medrash. Milo askinen the ardino lish donido, and she sat on it. So what happened to tumas medrash? Rachmanator. So you see, implied in there, and it can't pick up to Mas Medris also. Because it's three different Makaris, but that's it. Klicheres, this famous tumor that on a bed, on a chair, on a mat, on a walking stick, anything that you lean on, sit on, lie on, rest on, becomes a mishkov if a zav, a zava, a nida, or you let it sit on it. If it's made out of cheres, it doesn't exist. That tumor does not exist on klicheres. Finish it. Minayin,
we have those go in the mikvah to become tahor.
I'm sorry, what?
They all have to go in the mikvah.
Anything has to go in the mikvah. But we're saying anything that's not susceptible to mikvah can't become tumas medrash.
We said we cheres.
Yeah, it can go. It doesn't help.
Do anything.
Right. The way to make cheres tahor is by breaking it. Does that help to put it? It's anything like oichlin. Food doesn't go in the mikvah. Food becomes tummy. You're stuck. Food becomes tummy. There's no way to become tahor. You know that? It's an interesting thing. If food becomes tome, it's the one thing. There's no way to make it tome. A person goes to the mikvah. Klimatkos go to the mikvah. Yates go to the mikvah. Kecheres, you break. Food, you can't do anything. Nothing to do with it. Okay, off to a new world. Kilayim. I profess very little knowledge here, so don't push it. Minayin la ruga. Okay, we have our visuals here. Minayin la ruga shishishal shishit vochim. An aruga. What is it good for? A patch? What do you call it? Aruga. It's a vegetable patch. Like, what, sorry?
Garden
patch. An aruga that's 6x6. And what's our basic rule in Kalayin? This we have to get straight here. You can't mix. You can't plant. Now, this is very, it's counterintuitive. But Rashi's mazrid. When we say they can't mix, your knee-jerk reaction means they have to be far enough apart that they shouldn't be yoinik from each other. That happens not to be true. It's not true. It just has to not look mixed. If it's clearly not mixed, it's okay. Lamosh, we have a din klaya kerem. If you put a wall here, I can plant zroim here and kerem here. Even though they're right next to each other, and they definitely will be yoinik under the ground. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? Teretz is, since the wall is there, there's a separation. It's a nicker that they're separate. So now, you have your pictures there? Because I drew, I don't know, a piece of paper, but this picture of Rashi is a good one, if you have it in the Rashi here. You have a patch, 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. You can plant in there 5 different types of vegetables and still be clear. Look how Rashi does it. Let's go this way. It's a box, 6x6, okay? Along this wall you plant, you leave out the corners, you go down the side walls, and this way. So you just leave the corners open. So you have this way. Yeah, let's take this. You have it planted like this, assume it's a square, like this, and like this. Your corners are open. And they come together like this. Those are 4 different types of vegetables. Dead center, you can plant another one. You have 5 types of vegetables in a 6x6 area, and you're okay. Now, how does that work? Now, these two that are coming at each other, you got a picture then? Rashi's picture. Everybody's different. Short to me. You got to be kidding. Yeah, okay. This picture is good. It's pretty good. Now, let's think what's going on over here. This, let's say, got tomatoes here, cucumbers here, whatever. They're coming very close. But again, says Rashi, they're clearly separate. Because this is going this way, and this is going this way. So it's nicker. Now, the one in the middle, already, that's not so nicker. Because that's not a row. You plant the one dead center, right? So there, to make the separation, we need the distance of Yanika. There the eye will not separate. When you go like this, rows, we see it. When you have rows like this, something in the middle, you don't see it. There you're going to need the distance. Now the distance for Yanika in Zeroyim is 1.5 tefachim. So you're going to need 3. Because you have one here, one here. Each has a distance of 1.5 that it takes in whatever it is. So you're going to need space for 3, which you got. So if you have a box of 6, you can get A, B, C, D, and in the middle you can put in the 5th because you have 3 from the edge. That's what it says in this Mishnah. Minayin la ruga shishish al shishat vochim shezor, you can get away beheter b'soicha chamishas from 5 different types. How? Dalit al dalit ruchas o aruga. The way Rashi learns, full walls except for the corners there. I mean, you can't make a border like this completely. Then you mamja mush. But you make it this way, this way, this way, this way. V'achas be'emtza shenemar. That's all these Mishnayos. We're Muslim in the post. Ki ka'oretz. It's a posuk in Yishai. Ki ka'oretz toitzi tzimcha uchegano, like a garden. Zeru eo. It's seeds. Chveis tatzmiach zara loy nemar. It doesn't say zara, which is loshin yochid. It says zeru eo. Okay. Now the Gemara Grain explains. My mash. Where do you see 6 over there? Amar Yehuda. Ki ka'oretz toitzi tzimcha. It will give out its. It's tzimcha. It's what?
He says it's plant.
It's plant. Totzi chad. Totzi is 1. Tzimcha is chad. Totzi tzimcha. So you have 2. Haray tre. Zeru eho is plural. So that's already 4. Haray tre ho arba. Tatzmiach chad ho chamisha. So you have 5. Now we're not finished yet. Good. 5. You have 5 in aruga. Maybe aruga is 6 miles by 6 miles. I don't know how big that aruga is. The Kimlu Rabbonon, the Rabbonon knew, the Chamshe B'Shita Lo Yanki Me'adodik. That Chazal knew that the Yanika was 1.5, meaning I need a separation of 3. So when I put, it's not easy how to figure it out. You put the 2 things together. The fact that that's how basically we're working it. Because how did we get 5 here? We got 4 along the outsides. That works because the eye sees them as separate. The one in the middle, which the eye will not see, there we need the Shia Yanika to make the division. Basically, what we're saying is that when nothing else works, the Shiya Nika works. So like this. If that's the Shiya Nika, that Chazal knew. That's on the Psum. That we knew. We knew that you need three, one and a half. Each one sucks in one and a half, so you need three. Now, if we only knew that, good, but I wouldn't know that that's what you need to separate. How am I supposed to know that? If I just have the Pasuk that says, we have a remez in the Pasuk that you can behead the plant five in a box, I wouldn't know too much either. Because I wouldn't know five in what size box. So I need both. Once I have the idea that Yanika is a three, basically needs a three, and I have a Pasuk that says, I can plant five in a box. It was mistabrit to Chazal to say that that box will be defined by that Shia Yanika. So I now know now. How do I get a box with the Shia Nika? Along the edges, I don't need any sides. They could be very tight because it's the eye that's separating it. But for the middle one, I need a distance. So I know three. So I say the Pasuk is talking about a box of six. Because a box 6x6 will give me a spread of three on the middle. Not an easy thing, but that's what comes out of here.